Come on, everybody. Let's give God some praise. Come on, you can do better than that. Stand to your feet and give God some praise. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to all of you that are here today. Amen. All of you that are listening in, this is the day that the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. If he woke you up this morning with life, health, and strength, you ought to clap your hands and give God the praise right now. Truly, he's worthy to be praised. We come to give God the worship today. Come on, let us join in together by worshiping in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody. Thank you, Lord. How many know that he's been good to you? Thank you, Lord. Oh,
I just want to thank you, Lord.
Come on, everybody, thank him.
Thank you, Lord.
He's been good to us. Softly, every head bow. If there are any in the vestibule, you may let them in. I'm going to ask Dr. Kimball if he would come and give us our invocation. And while he's coming, just forget about everything that may be going on around us. And let us just concentrate on the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done. Dr. Kimball.
If you would, church, just bow your head just for a second. I would like to say the old prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven, thou be the name that king and come. Will be done on earth as well as in heaven. Father, we come once again and say thank you. Father, we got so much to thank you for. You allowed the sun come up this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
And then, Father, you allowed the darkness came in last night.
Well.
And then, Father, as you allowed us to get up one more time.
Thank
you. And our foot touched the carpet down.
Thank you, Lord.
And then, Father, you let the blood run through our body one more time. And then, Father, you kept the deaf angel back one more time, Father.
Thank you.
And now, Father, we just come by to say thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We got so much to thank you for, Father, from all the way from last Sunday to this Sunday.
You've been good, Lord.
You've been so good to us, Father, by blessing us over and over again.
Yes, Lord.
And then, Father, you just didn't stop right there. You bless us with your son to sit on the right hand of you.
Thank you,
he plead our case every day and every morning. We want to come back and say thank you. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to praise you one more time, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs you for one thing and somebody needs you for another,
Well.
Father, we just ask you to come by New Hope right now, Father.
Please, Lord.
And we ask you to bless the one that you put in the vineyard for all these years, Father.
Come, Lord.
He's been a blessing to us right now, Father, preaching your divine word, Father. He went up the street that you sent him up, Father.
Keep
he
us,
came
Lord.
Back. We want to say thank you, Father, throwing your arm of protection around right now, Father. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to still throw your arm of protection around right now, Father. We ask you to bless his companion right now, Father. We ask you to bless his children right now, Father. We ask you to bless the family right now, Father. We ask you to bless every preacher right now on my week,
Lord.
We ask you to bless every deacon right now on my week, Lord. We ask you to touch the usher right now, Father. We ask you to touch the choir member right now, Father.
Please,
we ask you to bless the one on the instrument right now, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we just want to thank you for the one that's here today right now,
thank
Father.
You.
We
thank
want to thank you for the one who want to be here right now, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we realize death have came to some of our family right now, Father.
Have
but
mercy,
be with
Lord.
Him right now, Father, because we know everything will be all right now,
yes,
Father.
Yes.
Father, I ask you to touch me, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Do Lord. Do
touch
Lord.
Me. Whatever in my heart and whatever in my mind don't need to be there, Father.
My
I ask
Lord.
You to move right now, Father.
Please, Lord.
Father, if we touch this right now, Father.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come by here, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Just come by here right now. We know everything will be all right now.
Yeah,
we just want to be able to praise your name one
more
time, Father.
Yes.
We want to be able to do what's your will,
mm-hmm.
not our will, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And then one day, Father, you said, well done.
Mm-hmm.
You have been faithful with you.
Yeah.
Come up in my, we got a place in the kingdom for you.
Mm-hmm.
That we can praise you better and better.
My Lord.
More and more. In the name of Jesus, we come and praise.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. To the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. As our parishioners enter in, let us today be in the day that we celebrate the Lord's Supper.
Amen.
Amen. Our scriptural reading concerning that will be found in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke.
Right.
Amen. The 22nd chapter.
Praise God.
Amen. Luke, the 22nd chapter. Amen. Beginning at verse 14.
Amen.
Beginning at verse 14. We will read it in unison. I will read verse 14. You will follow thereafter, and we will all read up to verse 23.
Amen.
Amen. And we will read the last verse together. Luke 22, beginning at verse 14. It reads, "And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him, For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And truly, the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. Verse 23 altogether. And they began to inquire among themselves, which of them it was that should do this thing. Amen. Please remain standing with us for our morning scripture, which can be found in the first book of Thessalonians. The first book of Thessalonians. Amen. Chapter 5. Amen. Beginning at verse 12. The first book of Thessalonians. Chapter 5, beginning at verse 12. Amen. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort and the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, behold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 24 says, faithful is he that called you, who also will do it. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. We will now be blessed by our choir. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. Is it on time? God. Praise God. Mother said he might not come when you want him, but he'll be right on time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We give all honor and praises to our Heavenly Father this morning, too. Amen. All the reverend clergies in the house and to the officers, our deacons, deaconesses, mothers, ushers, saints, and friends, and to all of those that are listening in to our broadcast this morning, we welcome you here to our services. We pray that we will be able to be a blessing to you, to help you on your way. Truly, the Lord has been good. Amen. In spite of what we had to endure, he still keeps on blessing over and over again. I'm sure many of us were saddened at the news about the hurricane victims there. We ask that you please pray for those families and those of you that are able to give support, that you would do what you can in order that we might try and help them get back on their feet. Amen. Truly, we don't know when our time might come. Amen. So we just ask that you do what you can. If you can't do anything else, you can pray. Amen. For those families. So we ask that you would please, ma'am, please, sir, do so if you will. I want to, once again, this is the beginning of October now, so my birthday month is over. But I just like to thank everybody once again for your cards and your gifts for blessing me during my birthday. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much, whatever you have done. Amen. Thank those that went with us last Sunday to Pilgrim Baptist Church for their pastoral anniversary. We had a grand time over there. So we appreciate you, all of those that was able to go with us. Thank you so very much. Amen. All right. Now we are getting ready for our 147th annual session of the Friendship Missionary Baptist Association. Amen. It will convene on October the 5th at 10 a.m. And it will be at the Mother Church, which is New Friendship, there on Villarica Road. So if you can, try and be there, or you can Zoom in and watch it on Zoom. We will try to get that information to you. It's going to be this coming Wednesday. Amen. This coming Wednesday, if you can try and be at New Friendship at 10 a.m. For our 147th annual session. And also it's the 112th annual session of the Women's Auxiliary. Amen. So we ask that you will try and support them if you can. All right. Now, also put on your calendar the second Sunday in October, which is next Sunday, will be Choir Day. Amen. Choir Day. So we looking forward to a grand time next Sunday. Amen. So try and come and be a part if you will. And then on the third Sunday, we are the guests at the Wright Street Baptist Church at the 3 p.m. hour. For their church anniversary. And we ask that those who can and will please come and go along with us. Amen. To the Wright Street Baptist Church there in Marietta. Then on the fourth Sunday, those that want to travel, we're invited to my home church in North Carolina, the Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist Church there Henderson, North Carolina. If you would like to come and go along with us, we need you to call in and sign up so we'll know how many is going and so that we can get hotel reservations for you and also the travel for you, because we'll be staying overnight Amen. So it's about an 8-hour drive, so amen. We will need to spend the night in order that we don't be too tired. Amen. So if you would like to go, the fourth Sunday of October, if you'd like to go with us, please call in and sign up. Choir members, you can see your president, and they will let us know if you would like to go with us to North Carolina. Thank you so very much. At this time, if we have any visitors, we'd like for you to stand. We have any visitors with us today? All right. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Praise God. Praise God. Hey, tell us your name and where you're from. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Well, you're not a visitor. Praise God. We're so happy, amen, to see you back. So happy to see you back. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. All right. Don't forget that this is Communion Sunday. Amen. We will be ministering the Lord's Supper. And those of you that can be here at the 10:30 hour, we will be having baptism. Amen. So if you would come and witness that at 10:30, amen. At 9:30 will be our Sunday school. So if you're here for Sunday school, you won't miss baptism. Hello, somebody. Amen. Praise God. So we hope that you will make an effort to try and to be with us. All right. Again, we thank you for your tithe and your offering that you've been so faithful and committed in giving. We appreciate you so much. Let us continue praying for those who are on our sick and concerned list. We had one that we needed to add to the list. One of my good friends there in Marietta, Georgia, Pastor Hugh Bird, his wife passed last week. He used to be at one time pastor at the Sardis Baptist Church there in Kennesaw. And his wife passed last week. So we ask for your continuous prayers for him. He was one of the first pastors that I met when I came to Georgia. And so we ask that you would please keep that family in your prayers, if you will. Pray for the Griffin family. One of Deacon Griffin's aunts passed last Thursday, so keep them lifted in prayer. Deacon and Deaconess Bond, they're here today. Amen. It was in a car accident. We thank God, amen, that they are recovering. Amen. Amen. Pray for Dr. Gore. She's been diagnosed with stage 3 cancer. She's going through chemo. And pray for my barber, who's preparing for his surgery for arthritis. Let's just keep one another lifted in prayer. Amen. For we know that prayer changes things. Amen. I believe we have an announcement from Deaconess Griffin at this time.
Good morning, church, pastor, deacons, deaconess. I just came today to let you know that the deaconess is going to be doing a fundraiser, Fresh Fry, on October the 8th from 11 to 2 p.m. What's on the menu is baked beans, tilapia, coleslaw, bread, and desserts are peach cobbler and pound cake. I will be doing pre-orders today at the service, so if you want to guarantee that you have a plate, please see me at the service for just the fish, baked beans, and coleslaw is $8. For dessert, or drink included, is $10. And for everything, the drink, dessert, and the fish would be $12. If you have any questions, again, please see me at the church. Thank you.
Amen. All right. That sounds good. Amen. Put me down. It's good. Have another announcement.
Good morning, New Hope.
Good morning.
I'm talking and speaking on behalf of the women ministry. We're going to start back up Saturday, October the 8th at 10 o'clock, and we'll meet at the Fellowship Hall. Please come with ideas and share your implement and new directions to grow, to be the woman of God designed to be. And hope to see you all Saturday, ladies, and be blessed for this day.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right. Women getting back on the job. Praise God. It's time for us to get back. Amen. We're doing everything else we want to do, so we might as well do the works of the Lord, the one who's keeping us. I believe Deacon Bond said he's a keeper. Yes. Yeah, he said he's a keeper. And as I looked at the car, that the accident they was in, I said, thank God he is a keeper. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for blessing them. All right. If there is no other announcements, we're going to prepare ourselves for our communion service. Reverend Kitchen will administer it to us. We are going to sing one of the songs of the church. Amen. That we don't sing that much anymore. Let me see. They might have tore the page out. Amen. Amen. What's the? Yeah, they don't tore this one out. Amen. Amen. Let me see. Can I find? What's that number one? I think it is. Is it hymn number one? Holy, holy. Yeah, we don't sing that too much anymore. Amen. Hymn number one. Yeah. Let us stand as we prepare our hearts and minds to receive our communion. Thank you.
the verse 1. Holy.
As Jesus was in the upper room with his disciples, just want us to take a moment. This is a sacred hour. And what I mean by that is many times we take a lot of things for granted, and we don't realize the essence of some things that we do. But had it not been for Jesus, as the songwriter says, who was on my side, had it not been for Jesus going to Calvary cross, shedding his blood for the sins of this world, none of us would be where we are. So at this hour, this moment, thank you, Pastor. Every head bow, every eye close. Our Father and our God, again, we thank you for this hour, this moment. Not a sad occasion, but a glorious occasion. For it was you that went to Calvary, shedded your blood for the sins of this world. And now here we are, Father, remembering what you did for us. Fix us now before we partake of these sacraments. Purge our minds and our hearts right now. Lord, if you find anything that's not right, clean it up right now. In the name of Jesus. And oh God, as we partake of these sacraments, we realize that it was you and because of you that we're able to be here today. It was you and because of you, Father, that we enjoy the presence of being able to partake of these sacraments. Thank you for the blood that came streaming down. Thank you for your broken body that was there on the cross of Calvary. Thank you. And now, Lord, bless these sacraments. Fix our minds and our hearts. You said in your word that we ought to not take it unworthily. And Lord, whatever you find wrong with us, clean it up right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And we give you honor and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The bread that we hold in our hand, symbolic of the body of Jesus, as it was there broken on the cross. Let us all eat together in remembrance of him. Likewise, the cup that we hold in our hands is symbolic of Jesus' blood as he was there on the cross at Calvary. Let us all drink together in remembrance of him. Repeat after me, Lord, I remember. Amen. Mother Johnson.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
I wasn't gonna tell.
Amen. You ought to have been there. When the Lord saved me. Hallelujah. Never will forget what the Lord has done for me. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 3 verses there, verses 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. It says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank you. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father, we come once again thanking you for this privilege and opportunity to say a word for you. We pray, Master, that would come now and take these lips of clay of minds, use them for your glory, that your people might hear a word from heaven. Let them be your instrument to speak a word, that somebody might be saved, somebody might be delivered, someone might be set free. Come, Holy Spirit, now take control, and we know everything will be all right. Amen. Amen. I want to leave this thought with you. Be prayerful. Amen. Be prayerful. In a time as such that we are in today, brothers and sisters, we need to be prayerful. Amen. We experiencing a lot of things in our lives that if we are not careful can cause us to make wrong decisions. And therefore, we need to be prayerful. Our prayer life is an indicator of our reliance upon God. God's will for each of us is that we so, amen, rely on him, that prayer is a spontaneous activity throughout our daily life as individuals and throughout our weekly activities as a church family. In other words, before we do anything, we need to be prayerful. I want us to spend some time reflecting on the second thing that Paul says is God's will for each of us. Here in verse 17, there are two ways in which this needs to be applied. First of all, it must be applied in the visual. The Greek word translate prayer or pray here is posetromor. It is a combination of two Greek words, pos and meaning toward, and ectomore, meaning to pray. This idea is to turn toward God. Therefore, we are told that when it comes to how we approach our daily lives, we need to always be turning toward God. The idea here is that our communion with God should be so intimate and personal that we find ourselves naturally talking to him throughout our day. Praying, amen, continuously means praying repeatedly and often. The word translate continuously was also used to refer to a hacking cough. Many of you are familiar
with a hacking cough. Have you ever had a cold recently? Do you know what it's like to cough spontaneously? There are times you just can't stop yourself from coughing. The same should be true of prayer. We should be continuously offering up prayers to the Lord because we just can't help ourselves. Amen, amen. Prayerlessness is our declaration of independence from God. Amen. That's what Daniel Henderson says. Amen. Prayerfulness indicates we are relying on God, while prayerlessness indicates we're relying on ourselves. That's why throughout our day, we need to reaffirm our reliance on God through prayer. Amen. In other words, brothers and sisters, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Amen. I come to you because you have the resources. You has promised that you will supply my every need according to your riches in glory. And so therefore, I'm relying on you, God, to work things out for my good. The Christian life is impossible to live, brothers and sisters, but God specializes in doing the impossible. Amen. With man, Mark tells us in Mark 10 and 27, with man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with him. To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. That's what Martin Luther says. In maintaining dependency on God throughout our days through prayer, what are some things we need to ask of God? Here are some thoughts. Pray that you might go with Christ throughout your day. It is better to ask God to direct our path than to have him ask us to correct our mistakes. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. We often go through life in such a hurry and so overwhelming by our problems that we think we don't have time to pray. In other words, we're so caught up in what's going on around us, we don't take time to talk to God. But that sense of hurriedness can be spiritually devastating. Hurry is not of the devil. It is the devil. Amen. The point that the extent to which we fail to pray will determine the extent to which we become devil's prey. Oh, yes, if you don't pray, the devil is preying on you. Yeah. Pray that you might grow in Christ throughout your day. A great emphasis in prayer is what God desires to do for us. He desires to get us out of our bad situations. He desires to get us under his loving authority, depending on his spirit, walking in the light, motivated by his love, and living for his glory. Amen. The collective essence of these five truths is abandonment of one's life to the Lord and a continuous openness to God. Amen. In other words, I'm dependent on you, Lord. And I'm responsive, amen, to what your word has said to me, that you will work things out for my good. I'm believing by faith that you are in control of every situation. and that the victory has already been won. No Christian rises higher than their praying life. Prayer, amen, pray that you might glow for Christ throughout your day. Let your good deeds shine out for all to see. Amen. So that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. That's what Matthew 5 and 16 says. Your Bible might say, let your light so shine before men. They might see your good works and glorify the Father. It is not, brothers and sisters, a glare, but a glow. And we are simply to let the light shine. God, amen, preferred stars to comets. In other words, the figure is a candle, not a firecracker. That we might, amen, let our light consistently shine in darkness. Amen. In a dark world where it seems like there is no light. But if we lift up our heads to the hills, from whence cometh our help? All of our help comes from the Lord. Instead, brothers and sisters, you must learn to worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your Christian hope, amen, always be ready to explain it to them. Amen. That's what 1 Peter 3 and 15 say. If you ask anything, already, always be ready to give a good report. It must be, amen, applied, congregational. This is collective command. It is not only applicable to each of us individually, but to our congregation. We must learn to pray together. Amen. We mentioned earlier that the Greek word translate prayer is a combination of two Greek words, pos, meaning toward, and etymor, meaning to pray. This idea to turn toward God. In other words, every time we gather in the sanctuary, we need to turn toward God. Matthew 18 and 20 says, for where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I with them. And John 15 and 5 tells us we must always agree that with Christ, we can, without Christ, we can do nothing. As we gather together in the name of Jesus, submitting to his authority and submitting to his lordship, then great things can happen. Too often we want to perform rituals where we need to be looking to the Savior. The effective fervent prayer of the righteous man can accomplish much. Amen. So we need, brothers and sisters, to go to God in prayer. We need to tell him all of our troubles. We need to give him all of our needs. We need to confine everything and put it in God's hands. I want you to understand that he will hear and answer your prayer. Great God Almighty, I found out that when I pray, he will hear and answer me. The Lord's Supper reminds us of our Savior's absolute reliance on the Father as he took him up on the cross. He did it not for himself, but he did it for you and for me. So we need to recognize, brothers and sisters, when we have supper with Jesus, that we're remembering what he done for us, how he hung there and bled on Calvary cross. We need to remember that they pierced him in the side. We need to remember that they put a crown of thorns on his head. And when we come together, we ought to pray, Lord, I remember what you done for me. Your son did what I couldn't do. Your son took my sins upon him and carried them to the cross and hung there for my sake. I stopped by to let you know when we pray and put our authority in the Father's hands, then we're walking on holy ground. John 10, 17 to 18 tells us, this is why the Father, he loved me, because I freely laid down my life, and so I'm free to take it up again. No one can take it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. I have the right to lay it down. I also have the right to take it up again. I receive this authority personally from my Father. You need to tell the devil he can't hold you down, because my Father told me that he will make me more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that strengthened me. You need to tell that old devil that I've got a Father that got healing in his hands. You need to tell that devil that your situation is not too hard for the God that I serve. That's why when we gather here at the Lord's table, it reminds us of our needs of absolute reliance on Christ Jesus, because he took our sins to the cross and he died for you and for me, and by his stripes we are healed. Just as Jesus, in taking his cross, acknowledged he could do nothing apart from the Father. If Jesus had to talk to the Father, don't you and I need to understand that we need to talk to the Father when we prepare ourselves to partake of the Lord's Supper? We should let the celebration of communion be a prayer offered up to God Almighty, in which we acknowledge the absolute reliance on him. I can't even walk without him holding my hand. Do I have a witness here? Just as Jesus took us up to his cross, knowing that apart from his power, we could not be saved. Let commit our lives unto him. We need to be prayerful when we think about what God has done for us. We need to be intimate, communicating with God in everything. Tell him about your situation. If we want to be effective, look to the hills, for we're coming to our help. Pray in the measure, because we recognize prayer is not measured by his strength, it's measured by his depth. It has been said that faith moves mountains, but prayer moves God. Y'all don't hear me? If I want an answer from God, I need to talk to him. For so many times, he's trying to tell us, I haven't heard from you lately. Every now and then, you need to dial up 111. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. You need to tell him, Lord, here I am, standing in the need of prayer. Is there anybody here can rest on your feet and say, I know that prayer will change things? Is there anybody here can wave your hands and say, I know prayer brought me true. If anybody here can just lift your hands and say, I know it was prayer that moved me. It was prayer that kept me. It was prayer that's holding me. Is there anybody here can lift your hands and say, I'm casting all of my cares upon him, because he cares for me. Is there anybody here can just glorify him? Is there anybody here can lift him? Is there anybody here can give him praise? Because God is in control. God got everything in his hands. Don't forget to be prayerful. Tell your neighbor, prayer brought me out. Prayer kept me. Prayer is what changed my vision. When I thought I couldn't make it, just a little talk with Jesus made everything all right. Prayer even changed my character. I realized I couldn't do it on my own, that I had to look to the Father. Christians, let me tell you today that if you're not a prayer warrior, you're going to lose out on the blessings of God. The Christian who wages war against the devil fights best when he's on his knees. Devil can't touch you when you're talking to the Father. I say to you, if you want things to work in your favor, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. He knows everything. Deacon Bond says he's a keeper. Keeper of my soul. That's why I can sleep at night, because my soul is resting in his arms. In case I don't wake up in the morning, I know everything is going to be all right. Praise God. Maybe today might be the first time that you recognize what your prayer life ought to be like. Brothers and sisters, there's no other way that we can make it in this world unless we communicate with our Heavenly Father. You got to understand that while you're trying to figure it out, he's already worked it out. So why not give it to him in the first place and let him take control of your life? So I offer Christ to you today. If you're not saved, you're out of the ark of safety, and you know that you need to get back on the Lord's side, I ask that you would just surrender your life to him today. He has a mission for you. He has an assignment for your life. As quiet as it's kept, it's time for you to get busy doing it. Because time is winding up, and we don't know where we're going to be on tomorrow. But we know where God is today. Won't you receive him as your personal Savior? Come by letter, Christian Experience, Canada Baptism. Whosoever will, let him come. I invite you to come. Won't you come?
Come on, come on.
Sick, now is a good time to give it to the Lord. If it's your desire to pray for a family member, pray for those that was in the hurricanes, whatever the situation might be, now is a good time. Say, Lord, have mercy. As he prepares to pray today, if you have a situation that you like to present to the Lord today, just stretch forth your hands toward the altar and say, Lord, here it is. Here it is, Lord, I surrender to you. It's good to see the Stewart family here today. We want them to know that we are praying mightily for you. Today we can let go and let God have his way. As the preacher prays, give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Eternal God, our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are the author, you are the finisher of all of our faith, and it's in you and because of you that we live, we move, and we have our beings. We come in the name of Jesus right now. Father, there are issues that are before us. But Lord, your word asks the question, is there anything too hard for you? And there isn't. For your word tells us, without faith it is impossible to please you. Lord, we come in faith now, casting all of our cares before you right now. And in the name of Jesus, Father, we put them at your foot. We put them at your table. We put them in front of you because only you can handle it. Father, there are needs right now. Father, there are hurting hearts right now. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would comfort right now. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would give peace right now. We ask in the name of Jesus Father, you would give strength where strength is needed. Right now, this hour, this moment, there are those in Fort Myers, Florida, and all over Florida that has lost their homes. Lord God, give them the peace that will surpass all understanding. Give them comfort to know that there's a better place that you got prepared. Father, give them the understanding to know that you're still God, and beside you there is none other. Father, give strength where strength is needed. There are those that are bereaving. Comfort right now in the name of Jesus. Comfort Sister Stewart and her family. Keep them strong and keep them lifted up. Comfort Sister Dickinson and her family. Keep them strong and keep them lifted up in your will, your ways, and all the bereaved families, all those that are sick. Whatever the need is, we put it before you. Our country is in trouble. Our children are in trouble. Our jobs are in trouble. Our companies are in trouble. We need you right now to step in. Turn this situation around. Our homes, our families. Father, we're trusting that you're going to make everything all right. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you, Father, that we can talk to you and you can tell us all that needs to know. Thank you. Thank you for Pastor. Thank you for the word that has gone forth and fix our hearts and fix our minds, that we put our trust in you, that you will make everything all right. It is in Jesus' name we say amen, amen, amen.
Praise God, praise God. Come on, give him praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you so very much. Amen. Our burdens will be a little lighter now. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, be prayerful. Be prayerful. It's important. Amen, that we be prayerful. We wouldn't make as many mistakes if we prayed first. Come on, somebody. Amen. So let's be prayerful. Give our senior choir a hand. Our musicians, give them a hand. Amen. Our ushers, praise God for you. Our sound technicians, we thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. Good to see Sister Dickinson, Deacon Dickinson's here today. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right. The word says at the end of the Lord's Supper that they sang the hymn and they went out to the Mount of Olives. We don't have one, amen, to go to per se, but we do have trials and tribulations we face every day. And as I always say, we need a song in our hearts, amen, to relieve us of some of the stress. Amen. It's hard to sing and worry at the same time. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. So we ask that you pray. Good to see Diggoness Bedford here today. Amen. Praise God. She's another one we haven't seen since the pandemic. It's so good to see you, darling. God bless you. God bless you. All right, all right. Steve, you got something? All right, everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, don't forget at 10
7:30, we will be having baptism if you would like to be a part. And Sunday school will follow at 9:30. Amen. Let's look to the Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day and wonderful week. Love you. Love you, Mama.